Star athletes always get the attention. Think Russell Wilson, Felix Hernandez. Other players may not get as much recognition, but they are vital to their teams, and that's the same for Pacific Northwest Ballet. The company kicks off its artistic season tomorrow night. Carrie Immler won't be dancing. She's not the star, but she is irreplaceable. Immler's only 36 years old, but she's been with the ballet company longer than any other dancer. When I say ballerina, what words spring to your mind? Graceful? Beautiful? Maybe delicate?
Fearless.
Fearless.
Strong, of course.
Fierce.
That's how colleagues describe Pacific Northwest Ballet principal dancer Carrie Immler.
I kind of like fierce.
On this particular day, Carrie Immler looks anything but fierce. She's dressed in a sweat-stained white practice tutu and torn tights. A gray fleece jacket is thrown over her shoulders to keep her muscles warm. Carrie Immler was 14 the first time she came to Seattle for a summer session with the PNB school. When she returned two summers later, former PNB co-artistic directors Kent Stoll and Francia Russell asked her to stay.
She was so young, and she did great work in the school. She behaved like the perfect student and looked like a ballerina.
From the day I joined the company, I was like blown away by her.
That's PNB principal dancer Jonathan Peretta.
You instantly notice her jump. It's bigger than all the boys. And she's incredible. And she's quiet as a mouse. You don't hear her, but she can jump. She explodes.
Peretta and Immler became great friends.
Jonathan's one of those people that you are so comfortable with that you can actually forget that you're on stage and just have fun.
We push each other and challenge each other so much. Like, we are like brother and sister.
We'll catch each other's eyes, or it's like that, you know, anything you can do, I can do better type thing. It's awesome.
Carrie Immler prides herself on her strength and on her jumping abilities. Jonathan Peretta says that's what audiences watch for when she's on stage. That and her turns.
Can we discuss her fouetté turns for Swan Lake with the swan arms? Nobody does that. She can turn. She can do everything.
On a recent afternoon, Carrie Immler and soloist William Yin Lee rehearse for an upcoming performance of the ballet Diamonds. They twirl around one another to Tchaikovsky's romantic score. PNB artistic director Peter Boll doesn't usually cast Immler in such sweetly classical-type dances.
I'd like to say I have the pretty high energy, fast and jumping roles, but there are parts like Diamonds that I had actually asked Peter to do, and he was kind of like, wow, I really hadn't thought of you in that role, but he always says that he's happy that he put me in.
Carrie Immler is a rock-steady dancer, but she is not the Felix Hernandez of PNB. She's not the big star. She's more like the pitcher who starts third in the rotation, the one everybody knows they can count on to get a win. Former PNB co-artistic directors Francia Russell and Kent Stoll say Immler has always been ready to go when you need her.
One time somebody was out for Sleeping Beauty, and we went backstage and said, Carrie, how would you feel like about doing Sleeping Beauty tomorrow? Fine. Clunk.
I think it was her first one.
And her first one.
Yeah, she hadn't done it yet.
Russell remembers Immler gave a solid performance, one of hundreds in the ballerina's long career with PNB. She has a knack of connecting with an audience, according to her good friend Jonathan Peretta.
She is like a country girl, a down-home country girl, you know, from Pennsylvania, and she's just humble and very low-key and very chill and the most undiva person ever.
Admirable qualities, but surely Immler would love to see a section of fans in Macaw Hall all rooting for her the way the King's Court cheers on Felix Hernandez at Safeco Field.
I think I've always been kind of a behind-the-scenes kind of girl. You know, the media sees opening nights. But there are 3,000 other people that see you every other night. So whether you're doing opening night or an afternoon show or, you know, the one show in the middle of the week, somebody's seeing you and you're making somebody's day.
I don't think it feels good.
Jonathan Peretta.
She has worked and she still works her ass off every day. And the payoff for us as dancers is to perform it. And that's all that matters.
Peretta says this career is all about what you put out on stage and what you get back from the audience. And for two decades, Carrie Immler has been putting out everything she has for audiences and for her fellow company members.
I'd like to think that I'm a role model. I'd like to think that my work ethic is something that they look at, you know, something that they can say, okay, you know who worked really well, you know who always did their rehearsals, you know, they acted well, behaved well, things like that. I hope that that's what they see.
Carrie Immler is 36 years old. Most likely, she has less than a decade left as a performer. But ballet is her passion, and she'll continue to give it everything she has. Jonathan Peretta says he wouldn't expect anything less.
She's the heart and soul of PMB. She's been here the longest out of every single other dancer. She is PNB.
Pacific Northwest Ballet starts its new artistic season tomorrow night at McCaw Hall. Carrie Immler will dance in diamonds in the Saturday matinee. And by the way, we have a great video of Carrie doing her fouettes for Swan Lake. It's at our website, kuow.org. Search for Carrie Immler.